And we'll, I'll have a few words and we'll move into our agenda. Dear Heavenly Father, we approach Thee this beautiful morning before the sunlight and for the beauties that abound and that are around us. We thank Thee for our friendship and for the cause that brings us together. We ask Thee to bless us so we might have clarity of thought and mind. We might discuss the matters before us and find solutions and remedies or ways of doing things that would be most beneficial to the members of the DSROA. And bless those that might be trapped so they might come in safety, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, roll call. We've taken... Now, let's see. A new thing, we have Joe. He's convinced his wife with the others to be our official minute taker for our meetings. You have record of all of those board members present?
I do.
Okay.
And those that are on the teleconference also.
Who is Robert Ellis? Am I not taking minutes then?
No,
anymore?
You're free. All right.
Who is on the teleconference so we can put you on the roll?
Not that you can't take it your own. And if she might want to call you and ask you, that is.
Robert Allen.
Officially, she's our official. Okay. Yeah. So I think it's always helpful if there's more than one person recording.
Yeah.
So there's no.
Vance, I'm on the teleconference.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have Vance and Robert, or Bob, that is on the teleconference. All right. Okay. I'm going to just say a few words of introduction, and objectives are, my objective today is to start to corral us into heaven. Not that you haven't had good board meetings, you have had, but I can't take those long 4 or 5 hour meetings, so our objective is to have board meetings that are 2 hours or under. To do that, we have to be pretty organized, and we have to have things thought out before things are presented to the board, and we have to have somewhat of a protocol to decide what is put on the agenda of the board. And so I came up with a... a protocol of what I think will work. It's not set in stone, but it's pretty much what I would like to do. Unless you have suggestions later on, after the meeting, I can modify this still more. And one thing that I noticed was I went to the website and printed out all those documents, and we have our rules and regulations on there. And that's probably where this ought to end up. But the other thing that I noticed is rules and regulations are so outdated. They pertain to horse rides and this and that and the other. And as I recall, way back when, part of it, we got the budget out, then we got the rules and regulations out for the next year. And so that's got to be done, and that's got to be a priority before January 1, that we have the 2015 rules and regulations. So like the gravel pit policy, the board meeting, or all of these different things, we will form a committee and do that.
So will we work on that in the November meeting then?
Yes, so if you, as we go through discussions, like for instance this, I'm going to propose that as an agenda item. Now, but I will also propose a committee to work on those and to have a proposal for the board. And I will represent the board, and I'd like to ask, of course, our ranch managers to have, because they're here every day, they need to know these, they ought to have input onto that. Are there any others of the board that would like to be on that committee that feel they could or would like to?
I would certainly do some input, but I can't charge it.
Okay.
I can't be full-time in it.
All right. And then we have some long... Like Brent, would you mind being in the loop on emails?
I don't mind being in the loop on emails.
So what I would intend for is that I will scratch out I will scratch out a document that deletes all the stuff that's absolutely gone now. I'll put in my 2 cents, and I'll be sending it to you guys and wanting your 2 cents. And so by next board meeting, we want to have a proposed document for the rest of the board to, and we'll try to email it out beforehand so that if we don't have stuff on there we need to have, we can get it on there.
Could you explain exactly what you're talking about?
I'm talking about rules and regulations. We have protective covenants, and we have bylaws, and we have rules and regulations. I've heard you guys talk a little bit about HOA stuff, and I know I'm not quite in the loop, but to me, our rules and regulations, I think, are what you're trying to know. Okay. So our rules and regulations are how, when somebody comes, we might even need to hand them if they're not a member, or we focus members' attention to the rules and regulations on the web page so they know what they can and can't do here and how things run.
I'll be part of it.
Great. That'd be great. Okay. If any of you else are here and want to pitch in, we can put you on our email loop for that committee. Just let Candy know that, okay?
Yeah. And any emails from me are going to have to go to her because I do not get emails out of town, and we're out of town quite a bit.
Okay. All right. So,
Candiology.
So I'll explain this. Real call is protocol. It might sound complicated, but to be on the board agenda, we're going to have an agenda. Pretty simple. It's the secretary. It's the secretary to the board and me. And so we'll have emails or requests. Each one of us might get those. Okay? And a board member can request of one of the three of us that they want to be on. And we'll say, sounds good. I'll just check with Joe and Linda and get right back to you. And so what we'll do is we'll make sure these things get on the agenda. And you make a request if you have or want to be on the agenda, and we'll assign it a time. So the board committee, or agenda committee, is to focus those requests to be on the board, on the agenda of the board meeting. And primarily it says in here, somebody has something to do about cows, or about culverts, or about whatever they are to, and they want to be on the agenda. They need to contact that board member over that area. He, in turn, will give us a little jingle, the board agenda committee, and we'll work out the time with him and stuff. Does that all make sense? It's kind of all written out here. It kind of seems complicated when you write it out, but it's pretty simple. Area of expertise, board member in charge, person. So if you get questions from somebody else, you say, you know, Leland's in charge of farming. You need to go to Leland, and if he feels that you have something here, we'll make a request to be on the agenda. And then it's Leland's turn to really pursue that with that person, to understand the request, to understand and have something to propose and a motion to propose. And then the board member, not the person that asked Leland, he might come to the meeting, but the board member will sit here and old story, what he thinks after hearing everything. If he feels, and I say this in here, he's not qualified or he's biased or if there's a problem, then he'll form a committee of at least two board members and two, that one member that made the request and another member. And that committee, before they'll be allowed to come to the board meeting, will have to have it A, B, C, D, what they really want so that we don't have to grudge or go through it monotonously. So that's all written down, but that's the gist of it. Okay? Yeah. There you go. And I will electronically send it. I'll electronically send it to Linda. And so that we can get it on the web page under rules and regulations, just an addendum. Approved final version for January 1 for 2015. This should be a part of it. Okay, so there's still working room here. This is just my best proposal at the moment.
I like it.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay. So, I have some of you, by the end of this meeting, are going to be probably hurt by me. Maybe not. I don't think so. I think we'll be just fine. But if you are, please forgive me. I'm just trying to help us out here and to kind of come up with a pattern. And so we have 10 minutes allowed right now to go over previous board minutes and discuss it. And I think, who's the one that's prepared to present that? No, I don't know.
Let's just email it out to everybody, dude.
So
everybody here had time to read it, except for maybe you, Phil.
I read the. I'll show you what I have.
These are the September 2014.
No, August.
No, the August. The August minutes.
Okay, so our time has started. We got 10 minutes, and I have ranch minutes. So I'll lead the discussion, unless I'll call on those that wrote them up. So you're talking about which month?
August.
August. That happened to be a meeting I attended. I was quite surprised. Okay. So is there anybody on the board who has not read those meetings?
No, I've read them.
Did you get a chance to read them?
I've read them, but I wasn't a member at that time. So.
Okay. Those that were members were Bob, who's listening, and Jody, and Joe. And I was there, so there were some interesting things in there, but all I can say is, at this point in time, I don't see any errors.
No.
Are there any errors that need to be corrected? Then I would entertain a motion to accept those minutes as they are written.
I second it.
I didn't make it. I want one of you.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept them.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Right. That would be Jody, Joe, Robert, and Phil.
And Bob.
And Robert.
Oh, and Bob.
Yeah, and Robert. Great. So now, of other interest on minutes, so we have those approved. There were the minutes from our last month's board meeting at the annual meeting, and I think it was Jody that prepared that for us, right, Jody?
Mm-hmm.
I looked through those. Order. Does anybody have any corrections made to those minutes?
Now, are we talking the annual meeting or the post-annual
meeting? The post-annual meeting, okay. Board meeting. Joe?
I have a copy here. If anybody
I remember reading it. I didn't see any errors. I don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy of that.
Here's a copy.
I got enough.
You got a copy. Several motions were made, and I might... put it just one brief discussion on the minutes of the board meeting. There were a few questions as to whether we indeed could have such a board meeting, and my feeling was that we can. We did have an organizational board meeting, and it's traditional that's when you elect your officers, which we did. The door was opened. Linda invited anybody who wanted to come in to come in. Paul came in, Vance came in. It wasn't a closed meeting. It was open. We discussed things and we made motions. And I think they're accurately laid out here in the minutes. So I would entertain, unless there are corrections, a motion from the board members to accept or reject these minutes for that meeting.
I motion to accept the minutes as written.
Okay, there's been a motion to accept. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Bob, do you accept the minutes for September?
Yeah.
Very good.
Who seconded? Joe.
All right, then we have the whole question of minutes for the annual meeting. And I could not find... Well, here's the question. Are the annual minutes from an annual meeting, are they always to be accepted or rejected by the general membership at the next annual meeting, and it's just the responsibility of that current board to take minutes? I feel that's the way it is. So I don't know that we, as a board, ourselves can reject those minutes. I think we can help to correct them, put them in order, and have them prepared. And I think the consensus was at the time that they were not in that state of affairs.
Oh, you're talking about last year's, not this year's.
Last year's minutes that were read at the annual meeting.
Right.
Is there any discussion on that matter? Do you feel the way I presented it is probably true? Do we have any remedies that we can foresee? Very exhausting. I don't know if we had it recorded.
We do. And that's just what's going to have to happen on it.
Somebody's going to have to, because we wanted them to be more representative of the topics that were presented and conclusions that were made.
So does somebody need to listen to them and, like, retake notes kind of and recap everything?
I think we wanted and we asked for, and did we get a written copy from those? Okay.
Yes. So Sam has a copy.
And that's electronically available. And so we're looking for a volunteer, or we need to assign a committee to do that.
I could probably listen to minutes and you take notes, just recap everything.
It wasn't very long, was it?
The annual meeting?
No, the annual meeting wasn't very, very long, but there was kind of almost a lecture where the notes that were sent.
Right, right.
So,
but that doesn't need to be it.
Exactly. Well, we would be indebted to you if you would take that assignment.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Can you have that ready for us for next meeting?
Yes.
Can we have a copy beforehand so we can vote on it? Well, we can't vote on it. We can vote on its appropriateness to be presented at the next annual meeting. So, Linda, I would like to have that on the agenda. If Joe, are you okay about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was the actual meeting, not the after meeting where.
No, it was the annual meeting 2013, not even the
2015. I knew that.
Now, who, for clarification, who took minutes for this last annual meeting? Okay, so you have those.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, as well, for us to look at, see if we are ready to.
I have them ready now. I just need to. Printer, but yeah,
okay.
I didn't think we were.
She'll send those to us. We again won't be voting on them, but we'll vote to whether we feel they're prepared enough to give to the membership next annual meeting.
And via that appropriateness, they could be posted as unapproved on the website.
Yes, after we have our next board meeting, and we all have a chance to read them.
Right.
That's a very good point. What is and when are things posted on the website? So in the case of these annual meetings, I think once the board approves the appropriateness or that they feel it's accuracy of minutes taken, knowing that it has to be voted on in the following year by the membership, we can then put it on the website. Otherwise, unless minutes are approved, or in the case of the annual meeting, approved of their meeting, then I don't think they should go on the website. And I think Vance addressed that with me in an email. I think he's got the gist of it. You feel clear on that, Vance? Vance?
Yeah. I just have to unmute my mic whenever I talk to you guys because I keep it off so that the background doesn't come through. You guys just tell me what to do. My procedure in the past, which everybody sort of semi-agreed on, was once I have a set of minutes that most of you have agreed on by email as a good draft, I was able to put that up, and then you approved either at the next meeting or in email, and I would change the draft status to approved and put up the amended copy. And that was the procedure in the past.
Okay, well, this time we want you to... I've seen it in our next board meeting and approved it and then put it up. Don't put up tentative minutes then. All right?
Yep. That's not a problem. The old,
okay.
The old procedure pretty much existed because I wasn't even getting approved minutes after several months.
Right. Very good. Okay, thank you, Dan. Well, we I think have covered this topic, and we've spent 9 minutes, and we have allotted 10, so we're doing just great. We'll have now, we have 15 minutes to give to our ranch managers for a report.
A ranch report.
And let me just preface one thing. What I would like, and I hope this is what the rest of the board would like, is a report of, you know, things that have transpired, things you've been able to accomplish, take care of, emergencies arose and you took care of them. Not in the whole detail of how, but just that this happened, and we sometimes don't need too much redundancy on those things.
Right.
These would be things of note that we want to know the good and the bad, and but if you have questions, okay. So if you, for instance, had a question about, okay, what are we going to do about such and such?
Right.
I'll talk about this a little later. I want you to hold on to those questions. Those questions should be answered through the member of the board in charge with you, and if he can't, he'll put it on the agenda and we'll discuss it, unless it's something of pretty urgent.
Right. Okay.
So take it away. I've taken some of your
time. So around all of you enough time. So you guys probably all know we had a considerable amount of rain this last month. I don't know how many inches, but we've had some pretty heavy, heavy rains. Most of the roads fared pretty well. Some of the work, I don't know if you guys remember, we put in a new culvert out there in the Podunk area. And it, I don't know if it was a 100-year rain or what, but water went up, I think, 2 feet over the road and washed about 4 feet of the one side. You know, we put 30-foot culvert in there, 20 feet plus the 10 little piece that we added on. So the road's still pretty good, but that one side got washed out.
Was it how large in diameter was it?
18-inch.
18-inch?
Yeah. The original one was 12-inch. I just upped it a little bit. It's mainly just a trickle off of Brinkerhoff, whatever they have out there.
It did.
Well, I mean, it did. But, you know, if it was the smaller diameter, I don't know what would have happened.
But a lot of water came down the road, not from ditching that right now.
Right.
So it won't happen again.
Right. I mean, it worked out.
So you feel like that culvert's sufficient?
Yep. You know, and I've driven around, and most of the ranch fared pretty good. We had an issue with the grader. I had a crack. The last time I graded, I got out and inspected and found that there was a crack down half the blade, half the length of the blade. And Joe, just the other day, we grinded that out and we took care of it. So the grader's up and going. And I wanted to ask, how did that culvert that I put in over in Crawford hold up with all this rain?
It's holding up really good. The what's happening now is, though, is some of the water's coming down from my place at the pass, and it's running. There's no ditch like you put on the first half. You didn't go past that, so it's running down and running over the top of the road. But it's not doing any damage. It's just doing a little bit of muddy. Overall, what you've done so far is holding up really well.
So after the annual meeting, normally, we kind of start getting things prepared to close down the cabins, kind of wrap some things up, bring some things in, start cutting some wood. That's kind of what I've been doing for the last few weeks is just getting some things together. It's a good time to brush hog. I've been spending some time on the brush hog.
Looks good.
But, yeah, thanks. That's kind of what my plan is, you know, getting all the laundry together here in the next 2 weeks. We're going to be the upper cabins down and some of these cabins here. So we're kind of just prepping up. Last week, the $500 investment the ranch made, and I've been kind of battling with the numbers that I'm getting on the trimetric. It reads what the battery's doing. So in talking with Vance and getting my numbers, I finally figured out all the numbers. They're all programmed. program so that the batteries are used for the full
capacity. Is there an emergency? I mean, it won't let you draw below a certain.
Yeah, it'll shut off.
So an MX-80?
What's that?
Is that an MX-80 on there?
60. I think it's a Flex 60.
So, you know, some people say I'm wasting my time, just let them go. They're doing fine. To me, I mean, that's a $5,000 investment that we're going into some winter months, and I really don't want to, you know, lose these. They're brand new. So, makes sense. But, yeah. But like I said, we're trying to just round some things up. I mean, winter's coming. So, you know, I have some other items.
Yes.
I'll talk about
more time. Yeah, keep going.
But that's about all we've been doing, and that's about what we're going to be doing for the next month or so. Cutting wood, getting the cabins winterized, brush hogging, and touching up some roads.
I'd like to make one comment. If it wasn't for the fact that Paul grinded out that crack, this kid couldn't have welded it.
Because
I'd have been bending over for 2 hours grinding. I've been done for 3 days. So thanks to him grinding it out, I was able to weld it up.
Well, and Brent, I mean, I rewired the weld Joe donated to the ranch.
Letting the ranch use it.
I rewired you so I could take it and move it mobile on the generator. So when we back there, we had the old plug, and we didn't. So Brent purchased the new hook and the welder, I think, is just going to stay out there. I don't use it a whole lot, I think, if I need to use it.
If it's protected from the weather?
Yeah,
it's in that container.
Sounds like some good teamwork's taken
out. Yeah, Brent really helped out with that wiring. It wouldn't have been done without that either.
Thank you, Brent.
If you don't let me forget, I have a check for you.
No, we already
did. Check's in the mail.
Yeah, check's in the mail. But, you know, I've driven around, and, you know, I've talked with Joe. He used to be in charge of roads, now Robert is. I've talked with Joe in the past about, you know, is it worth my time to take the grader over there to touch or to do something in slide or to do something over here? And we've talked, and, you know, I think now is a good time of year because things are still a little moist. I could go just do a nice little touch up throughout the ranch, but to specifically go out to touch one area,
because, it's a common sense kind of thing.
Right. So just to save fuel. And, you know, I've been in contact with him, and I'll be in contact with you about it. And if there's any questions, you get my number. But, a lot of the things was a big safety issue. The reason why we did the Crawford Road with the big culvert was if there was a fire over in your area and it was raining, nobody could get out. Same thing with the Podunk area. It was affecting the road. If something were to happen, there's one way in and one way out, and we need to make that road passable. So, any questions from the board?
What's the date that you're planning on closing the cabin center?
Third
time on Friday, the 17th.
A lot of times, like, I'll look at the weather, and I'll see who's come in, requests, and if the weather's nice, I've left some cabins open for, you know.
Down here,
right. Yeah.
When you winterize, do we go to the extent of blowing air out?
We have air chucks on them. We blow them out, put antifreeze in the drains, and bring all the barbecues in. And
get the mattresses up on
the
edge.
The mattresses,
move the furniture away from the
edge. It's a deal.
I put bug bombs, the last thing we do.
Bug bombs, mouse traps, rodent.
They
put poison in there. Okay.
I put poison and we put the bombs in there, and we haven't had any bugs since I started doing that. Except, well, we did last year.
Bear traps, you know, we set it all up.
How many cabins are going to stay open through the winter?
Two. You know, they stay open to the point. I mean, there's water in them, but we try to, so when people come in, we're going to start doing that. Normally, we just leave them, let them go. But
especially water here.
Yeah.
You know, see, the bug bomb's a good idea because when I was at the Luxor Hotel, the problem of bed bugs show up all over the world. They did it to hotel. One of the upper management people had a really bright idea. Take all those mattresses, they took them down and put them in the freezer for 2 weeks, took them back out. It doesn't work. The bugs can live for months frozen. So the bug bomb is a good idea.
The only way to do it.
Oh,
wow.
The guy was almost fired over that.
I put one on each floor, and we closed the door, and then whatever the chemicals are have dissipated by the time anyone checked in, so it's not giving you. And then, of course, we wash everything, and we come back in again.
Yeah. That upper system, you know, there's a water system up there that has to be maintained. And we basically on all the water from the upper tanks and the storage tank from the spring go. And last year I left the pump in the tank, and because it's so far in the ground, it doesn't freeze, and it's kind of a humid environment, so it kind of just stays kind of neat.
Well, we're glad for your expertise, Paul, and your ability to take care of these things.
Well, and I appreciate, you know, help from Joe and Brent and on some of these things, you know, to weld that grader. I could have graded it and made that thing worse.
We made one mistake. We should have had that brush hog down there, and I could have welded it at the same time, all the cracks you got on that.
Yeah.
We overlooked
it. But, you know, to weld that thing, you know, the grader's up and going now. I try and keep all my implements and all my pieces of equipment, all my vehicles, I try and keep them running and to be able to use. It might cost a little bit of money, but, you know, it's
better to do that than buying the batteries and all of this.
Yeah.
Any other questions for
the cabins on the calendar? We closed them down on the 17th. We have hunters and things that come into the lower cabins here, like you said, they could be open. The week of the 17th, we're full. Down here. And I've turned two people away. This is the first time that's ever happened since I've been doing this. So, but and down here, these cabins can stay open to the end of the month and can be used. The 7 and 8 is what we leave online through the winter.
Something that wasn't before is we have valves where I can isolate. I can take everything offline individually, but then I can put them right back on.
That's right. I remember when you did that.
Yeah. Been a lot of work, a lot of digging, a lot of it's kind of nice.
Okay. Well, if that's it, we'll move on.
Questions about the road?
Well, we're not to roads yet.
Okay.
Down. Yeah.
All right. So, good. Well, it only took 10 minutes instead of 15, so Paul, bravo. Give us a little more time down the road. Okay, Linda now has the financial report.
We have a total of $37,590.82 in working capital. Of that, we have $1,700 in, rounding that off, $1,700 in savings, $1,000 in...
Did you make us copies of these? Is that what this is? Should this be handed out?
It's not on there. No, this part. This is off of the bank account. But yeah, there's financial reports there. We have a checking account that has been dormant for $1,000. We're going to turn that into the annual meeting checking account. Jody and I have talked about that. Manager's account right now has $9,000. Generally, we keep that about $900. Manager's account has $985, and then we usually keep that at about $2,000, so that they have that working capital. And then the main account has $33,000 in it, so $37,000 will take us to the end of the year with what we have planned and on the agenda for. Or not on the agenda, but for working through the rest of the year.
So this $1,000 you're turning into a what account? A manager's?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The manager's account, that you have $900 in.
$985, but we generally keep that right around $2,000. The next week that will go up quite a bit because they're going to get a... the fuel is going to be delivered here, so I will put the amount in that the fuel people need so that they can write them a check here.
Okay. So this is a working account that Paul and Nancy need access to pay for things as things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And the other account she said was a dormant account that they have that they're turning into the annual meeting account.
Well, let's say not just annual meeting, but any kind of activities account.
an activity to count.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we do Olympic, whatever.
That will be that's the money that we got from the auction.
That was the donation money?
The donations from the auction.
We did good at the end of May.
If
we could make a note of that and kind of put it in our next flyer, you know, those are the types of things, you know, I started it. Well, it was started before me, but I can redo it because it pays for the meeting. You know, when we have to start taking out of the ranch account, pay for a meeting, I mean, we take it all summer, but to be able to have it paid for, it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
All right. So, Linda, when we have these financial reports, what would be the best way for you to print us out something that just states these numbers?
I can add this to those. There's a profit and loss there, budget versus actual.
It should have that in there on the profit and
loss.
And
then there's a balance sheet. Well, it doesn't reflect it because that problem we had with Chris.
Yeah, this is the balance sheet. That's the profit.
But you said it will after this month.
Yeah, it will after this
month. After this month, Phil, that will all be in the profit and loss statement.
Okay.
For income, and the accounts are divided up.
Right.
And we'll go over that later when we do budget.
Okay.
That's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Do we have any accounts? Well, we'll go into the budget, but do you have any accounts payable to the ranch, people that owe us money?
Yeah.
Okay. And
that should reflect on the income portion.
At some point in time, I'm not sure where we'll want to address accounts payable.
I have actually, I made an aging report for an executive meeting. So I have that I can give to you also. But we generally don't talk about that.
Mm-hmm. About individuals, right. Okay.
Okay, I had a question on that, but we'll wait till then.
Okay.
All right, anything else, any questions their board members have about the figures that we just heard? Okay. So it's my turn for a minute. I'll put this in here just kind of to give you a little, to clarify a few things for me and about what constitutes an emergency, and now I'm not... Probably would have liked Paul to have been here to hear some of this. Is he got it? Is he coming right back? Okay. So I gave you all, it's kind of cumbersome to try to put this into words. And a lot of things you think are just common sense, and so to write them out is kind of hokey too. But I want it to be a little clear, a little clarification. And so I wrote out, each of you have a copy of the Ranch Emergencies and the Ranch Manager. I gave Paul one, and I think I gave you guys one. And I don't... Here's a copy if you guys want to share it out that way.
Okay.
Before you go on, with the minutes, do you want this information included in the minutes that are posted?
You could include them as somehow as an addendum. Uh-huh, and I can email. I can electronically send it to you.
I don't have to write it out.
Yeah. Okay. So, as you scan through this, or do you have time to read it, you know, I talk about some general things, just the fact that we have liability insurance. So. Cover emergencies. But emergencies do happen. People do crazy things. Lightning strikes and floods flood.
Oh, we have enough lightning, don't say
and,
that.
Well, just on the ridge, on my ridge of my property, this summer, very fresh, a lightning strike just obliterated this tree and it burnt. And why it didn't spread? I don't know. You'd love to see this tree. It was.
We saw it
after
it
happened. Yeah,
actually, that's
quite amazing.
If you walk anywhere around here, more than 100 yards, you're going to see a burnt stump.
That's pretty common. It happened up in my place when
I'm thinking people.
Next heads were here.
But anyway, back to this thing here. And so those things we can't avoid, can't foresee, personal injury, kind of things, we're covered. And that's probably something we should review from time to time, what our coverage is that way. But for now, we're back focusing back to emergencies. You know, so there's going to be emergencies with people, livestock, farm animals, wild animals, physical structures, a barn falling down, a ranch house roof caving in, or a cabin, a pond washing out. You know, there's going to be physical or equipment, something's burning up, I don't know. But I couldn't list them all, nor do I care to try to, but those are some general areas. So common sense is what I put. You know, we'd want Paul to intervene. I mean, there are people up here abusing, you know, take a kid's got his hatchet on, he's chomping on the side of the cabin, Paul's expected to stop him. If there's real problems with big burly guys from the mafia, or other things that might be a criminal nature, then we certainly would want Paul not to be the sheriff of Dodge City himself, but call, you know, what he can to preclude or warn or advise or call spade a spade, but also don't be the lone hero. We want you to call law enforcement, okay? So then there are maintenance issues, and there are things that, gee, if you don't fix something right now, it's going to just eat up the whole rest of whatever. And
an example is the reservoir.
And that reservoir that we just had and the hole in it, the cow could have fallen in and all of that, that was a real emergency, most likely. And I think you handled that fine. So I was told, and I don't know if this was written down or in past notes, that in these types of emergencies, if Paul has approximately $500 leeway to say, let's fix it right now and get it done. I mean, we would expect you to try to call and get advice as well.
Oh, definitely.
You know, but if there's something that on the very moment and you do it and you know it's going to cost some money because of what you're doing, then we want you to take care of it, but realize without more involvement, we want to have a kind of a ceiling on it. Is that the right figure? Is that everybody feel good about that? Is what that's for in the past? Is that fair enough for what he or she is doing with that money?
I think to add on one more thing to that is that when something does happen and it does cost the $500 or whatever, make sure if you write a check out of your account, you let us know right away so it does money in the bank to cover.
I mean, there's been some big emergency. I've, you know, emailed the board and waited for it, and you know, I got one. Went ahead and do it because, you know, I
just had
thousands. Right.
Okay. Right.
You at least notified
them. And I appreciate the board trusting in my and Nancy's decision on some of these things.
And that's part of the your responsibility and why we hired you and why we keep you on. Huh.
Yeah.
One more thing on that, too. When Paul sends those emails out sometimes, I'm usually pretty quick to respond to any email, but somebody's like, what do I know about that? I don't know.
I might not get it till the end of the day.
And it might be something like, if it's a equipment thing, I might not respond because I don't know anything about equipment. So then I'm hoping that someone else that knows about equipment will respond to that, and that's why I would not respond. But if the guy's in charge of that department, jump on that right away and check that email every day or whatever.
If I can add to that, if I email, if you can just respond like, okay, I got it, that quick, that easy, just so I know you got it.
I know Bob Musco, not Bob.
Robert Allen.
I know that. But I wanted to.
That's very helpful for me, too.
To know if we got it.
Yeah.
Isn't there a little thing you can put on there that where the receiver has to click that he received it?
Yeah.
So rather than us getting all kinds of other copies of copies of copies, that you can request that in your email. I would do that.
Okay.
And then somebody here will teach you how to do that if you don't know how. Because then I can just by a click say, okay, I got it. Or she can click it even though she doesn't know anything about the equipment. But I want to interject that you should try to phone as well.
Yeah. Well, he's good about calling.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Every time there was an emergency on the road, he would call me. And whenever I go to Costco, he automatically called. So if you go to Costco, expect a phone call.
Okay. And, yeah. And then you know, the last sentence is just a lot of verb. But the answer is it's no, it's not an emergency. If this is something that can wait a week, it can wait until it's by the, until you really get a hold of the person in charge. And that's the other thing I want to the point I wanted to clarify today. We really need to trust each other in these areas of expertise. We're going to set a budget, and Robert here is going to know what he has to spend on roads. And Robert may decide to say, okay, we're going to keep a little reserve here for emergencies, just like you had the PODOC or the whatever. This will be our working budget. This is going to be for our probable coming up now and again things. Just a suggestion there. And then so he knows how much money, and we're going to ask, one of the things that I was going to ask Robert to provide for us is an evaluation of roads, like at least a two-year plan of accomplish this year and next. So in general, we can know and guide Robert because he hasn't been on the board or been around to know all of these things either by. And so through our budgeting process, and when he comes to us with his 2 or 5 year plan, we can go back and forth. And that's the time when then from that point on, Robert's going to feel more calm and assured that he knows he's got the wheel here. And Paul can call him, and Paul can resolve or do things with Robert pertaining to roads, and we don't have to spend half an hour or 40 minutes in every board meeting. That's how these board meetings get so long. So we need to say, okay, Robert, you got it. You do whatever it takes. Those are your you kind of counseled with us on your marching orders. And of course, if it's something unforeseen that's way, then we've got to all talk about it. But in general, just adhering to our plan, whether it be the cabin plan for 5 years, you know, we're going to paint, or we're going to do this or that. We don't have to worry about, we got to buy 6 brackets. I'm being a little facetious now, but does everybody understand what I'm saying? Not that you haven't done that. I mean, I'm just one that I want Paul to feel like he can call, like it's Leland, a farm issue, a fencing issue, or whatever. We all need to be on the same page, but we don't have to work out the day-to-day issues that he might have to work out, that Leland might have to work out with Paul, or Robert might have to work with Paul. Right, and then, exactly. Then you don't have to wait for another month.
Just fine-tuning it. Right. Yep.
And
then
reporting on it with the marketing.
Yeah.
And so Paul doesn't have to come to the meeting and say, I got this big. And we all have to try to. We want you to solve that in general.
So now, if I email, say, do I email him and address it to him, including everybody else, or you call him and work straight with him? Yeah.
I'm tempted to say you could work straight with him. Maybe there are those that would want to know what's going on. Joe might want to.
I would think maybe Sherry, you ought to include it. Robert doesn't know the roads really well. Or where
if I know something, yes, address to Robert, and then you could choose.
Well, you won't be feeling snubbed or a weech or you or. So probably you ought to copy it to the board, and then we'll have an idea of what's going on. But you shouldn't then, but it's not Robert saying, I'll do that, you ought to do this, okay?
All right.
So you aren't where to call you? Uh-uh.
Yeah, you need to call Robert.
Okay. Yeah. Right? We can only have one for these areas.
Yeah.
So that, or otherwise we'll just be tearing each other apart and all kinds of confusion. Because I know Joe's expressed a few of those things have happened in the past when he was on the road committee. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Let's see.
One thing is, under that same thing, is accurately assess the problem and document with pictures, measurements, needed materials, or hired outside help. That is critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to be able to assess it.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm out of time.
Well, he's assessing it from Vegas.
Right.
That's right. Right. That's the bad part.
That's the hard part.
So like I got
the eyes and ears right. And the
yeah.
All the info.
But, you know, like said, when we as we continue to move forward, I'll get more and more familiar.
Okay.
Are we on roads now?
No.